So the new year is officially here, and between the mountain of emails you have at work and getting your house back together after the holidays, I know you're feeling a little stressed. I got you. I'm here to give you some tips on how to walk into this 2024 stress-free. Let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. All right, so happy new year. This is the first episode that I am recording in the new year. So happy new year, and cue the, the noisemaker things, but not too loud. So last episode, I talked about clearing out the Christmas clutter, right? So I talked about wrapping paper and boxes and people are coming over and all that stuff. And so now that's come and gone. A lot of people are back to work. I actually didn't take any time off work for the most part. We had an optometrist appointment the day after Christmas, but that was about it. I took maybe 5 hours for that because it was all three of us. But for the most part, I worked. Now, keep in mind, I work from home, but still, I didn't take any time. So my emails and kind of keeping up with some things have been okay. But I finally started taking down the decorations. And, you know, it's when you take down the first one that you really get the ball rolling, right? You get a little momentum, because I left them up until New Year's Day and decided, you know, to start taking down the stockings and then take down the other stuff. And then you got to wrap up the ceramic mugs and things like that. And so now I've got two artificial Christmas trees sitting broken apart in the middle of my living room floor. And I know that rolling into the new year can cause some stress, especially going back to work if you've been off for like 2 weeks. So I wanted to just give you guys some quick tips. I think I've got five. Let me check my notes. Pretty sure there's five. Yep. On how to start 2024 stress-free. This may be a shorter episode just because I'm pretty much headed straight to the action. Because I want you to listen to this, you know, when you're on your way to work or when you're trying to clear out the dishwasher or something like that. But I want you to take these things away so that you're not getting down on yourself. Like, your kids may or may not have gone back to school. Mine have not gone back to school yet. They are actually here right now, but I let them know that I needed to record. So they are in their room, quiet. They're not quiet in there, but they're giving me some peace and quiet to get this done. But things are slowly getting back to normal, and I know that, you know, it can be stressful. So we're just going to start from the top. The very first thing you have to know, very first tip, is for you to recognize that you can't do everything. You cannot do everything all at once. You can't clone yourself. I'm so sorry. You can't clone yourself. So give yourself that grace. And I feel like I say this almost every episode when I talk about kind of action items, but it is because as moms, we have this innate superpower to be able to do all the things, but it gets really stressful and it only invites burnout. So I want you to recognize right off the bat that you won't be able to do everything all at once. When you can't be on every committee, you know, and that's going into 2024. So yes, we all have big goals and big dreams and things like that, but you can't do all the things all at once. I'm so sorry to tell you, you can't be in two places at once. So just recognize that everything is not going to get done all at once. And I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but it's true. And with that, I want you to learn to say no, or not right now. There are so many different ways to say no, whether that board position doesn't align with your values right now, or where you're headed, or whether, you know, you can't be head of PTO right now because you have a 9-to-5 and you just don't physically, actually, literally have the time. You can always say not right now. There are 100 different ways to tell somebody no, thank you. But I want you to recognize that no is a complete sentence, and that should be enough. Understand this. We only get so many hours a day, right? Everybody gets the same 24 hours a day. And according to my doctor, 8 of those should be spent sleeping. What deserves your time? Okay. So number 4, I told you guys, we are rolling through it. I told you guys this was going to be kind of short because I want to make sure you have this information. Use your reminders in your phone. And I actually just started doing this recently. That thing was like offloaded for a while. I had to re-download it, but it has really come in handy because the boys go to a basketball, like a training session. They go weekly and it's other kids and they learn different stuff and, you know, all those things. It's not free, right? I got to pay for it. And my husband does not use like the Venmos and the PayPals and all that other stuff. Like, we don't have separate accounts in that way. All of the, I don't know what you call them. What do you call the things like PayPal, the mobile payment apps? They're all on my phone. They're all mine. Like, those are my accounts. They're obviously linked to our joint accounts, but they are all in my name, I guess. So anyway, they're all on my phone. They're all in my name. So obviously that task falls on me to pay the guy, right? And a couple of times I've gotten a text that says, hey, did you pay the camp? Because in my mind, I know that I need to pay the camp. Let's just say every Tuesday at 5, right? Before they go to the actual camp. Because if you don't pay, you probably shouldn't, you know, your kids probably shouldn't show up. And so there's been a couple times where I was like, oops, forgot. And paid later. Thank goodness he didn't like kick my kids out of the training session, right? Because I didn't pay. But that got me to thinking, well, how do I automate this? Like, how do I make sure that I don't have to remember in my brain to pay the guy? So I pulled up my handy reminder app and I set a reminder on my phone that every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, pay Camp US or whatever it's called. And I know how much to pay it, and it pops up in my Venmo, you know, because now it's at the top because I do it every week. But now I don't even have to think about it anymore. So that's what I'm telling you guys. If there is something that you do recurring, another thing that I have to do, my freezer, you know, the ice maker, there's something wrong with it. And it freezes over, and so ice does not fall down eventually. You know, it freezes over the top, the ice doesn't come down. And the forced defrost setting doesn't really work. It's not very helpful. So I have to take a blow dryer in my freezer and defrost the ice maker so that it can continue to work and make ice. I also turn the ice maker off when it's full because we just don't use a bunch of ice. Again, I put that in my phone to do that weekly. Yeah, I know. It's silly that I have to do that, but I'd much rather do that than have to buy a whole new refrigerator. So there's that. But you can put those sort of reminders in your phone, whether it's to pay a certain bill, whether it is to change the filter in your air conditioner or your furnace or your whatever, whether it's to make sure that you take a walk every day. Like, it can be those things. It can be your self-care things that you want to set forth. But the things that are important, make a reminder for them. Don't think you just have to keep them in your brain. Make a reminder, okay? Another thing, and this is the last thing, because this actually relates to those Christmas trees sitting in the middle of my floor. Little by little, do not think that you have to do everything at once. That goes back to number 1, right? You're not Superwoman. You are super. I promise you are. But nobody wants grumbly mom who is upset that she's doing all the things and can only do it on one day. Like, give yourself a deadline. Stretch it out. Give yourself a deadline if you can. For example, And I've done this twice already. So with the trees in the middle of my floor, I know that I have until next Wednesday when the cleaning service comes to get this stuff off the floor. I have until next Wednesday to get all these decorations out of the middle of my floor. Why? Because I want nice, clean floors. Right? I don't want them to have to vacuum and mop around these trees that are sitting in the middle of the floor and these totes that are sitting on the other side. And I know that. So I know that I started a few days ago knowing that I have until Wednesday. And so I'm doing it little by little. I'm taking my time. I'm doing a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's making a difference. The kitchen doesn't have any of the mugs up anymore. That looks normal. All of the totes, most of the totes are full. I just need to take down the outside lights, but I'm going to do that on Sunday because it's supposed to rain tomorrow, right? And nobody wants to bring in lights on a rainy day. And there's other things that takes a little more time. So I know when I'm going to do that, but this will be finished before Wednesday because I want nice, clean floors. So give yourself some breathing room, but give yourself a firm deadline. Like, don't wait till you're right under the gun to do it. Like, you can do this if you give yourself some grace and give yourself some time. So I know this kind of feels like the last episode, like a part two of the last episode. And it can be, if we're talking about Christmas clutter and we're talking about the holiday season, you can absolutely recognize that you can't do everything and your time is valuable, right? Because there will be holiday parties and some of them you're not going to want to go to, nor will you need to go to. And you have to know when to say no or not right now, right? Maybe you want to stay in the house and read your book by the fire instead of peopling. Right? You can use all this. You can absolutely brain dump during the holiday season. You can absolutely use your reminders during the holiday season. You can for sure give yourself a firm but flexible deadline. But I want you to know that these five things that I told you, you can use this in your everyday life. So if you were worried or stressed about going into 2024 with all the things and still spinning all the plates, I hear you. But I do want you to recognize that in March, you still can't do everything all at once. You still can't be in two places at once. In July, you still are going to need to learn to say no or not right now, because those boards that you're on, the organizations that you're a part of, the sports teams, all of that stuff, you are going to have to figure out where you're going to be and what your focus is going to be. And that can change, right? I absolutely 100% want you to brain dump it all 12 months out of the year, because this life doesn't stop. If you're like me, life doesn't stop. The appointments never stop. The practices, the tournaments, the games, the meetups, the play dates, the birthday parties, the medical appointments, the dental appointments, the self-care appointments, the day job, the joy thing that you do. Like my newsletter and my podcast, like those two things are the things that I make time for. I squeeze them into my day. I do what I need to do because they bring me joy. They make me happy. So, but some of that stuff needs to get brain dumped too, right? Everything, your projects, your tasks. You are going to need reminders all year long because you're going to forget. I'm telling you, until I started setting the reminder about the freezer, I wouldn't really know that the ice maker wasn't working again until I tried to actually get some ice and I couldn't. And then realized, oh no, the ice maker's full. It's just not working. Right? So, and little by little, you're going to need to give yourself a firm but flexible deadline at some point this year. So don't just think that these are holiday season tips. They are for sure life tips. And I want you to try them. I want you to give them a shot. Give one of them a shot. If you don't do anything else, I want you to brain dump. That is my all-time advice to any busy mom, is get all that stuff out of your head and put it on some paper or put it on an iPad or put it in your phone. Just get it somewhere else, because you have so many other things to worry about. And while you are working on becoming unbusy, while you're learning to say no and not right now, life is still happening. Right? It's still happening around you and you're neck deep in it. So that's what I got. Happy New Year again. I'm so glad that you are here in 2024. I'm excited about this year. I'm excited what's going to happen. Right alongside of you, I'm working on my Unbusy. I'm working on carving out more time for myself and for this podcast and, you know, really taking time to hone my craft and really dig into trainings and things like that so that I can bring you a better podcast, a podcast that speaks directly to you, the busy mom that loves her busy life, but wants to make sure that her priorities are straight and that they include herself and they include the things that are actually important to her. So I'm glad you're here. If you're still here, I'm happy you're still here. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. Make sure to listen to all the previous episodes and take a look at the weekly newsletter. This does come out every other week, every other Friday, but I do have a weekly newsletter and we do touch on some of those topics. Like this week's topic was, I believe it was your email, decluttering your email after coming back to work after vacation. So if you want the link to that, that is this week's. So you won't get it, but shoot me a message on Instagram. All of my information is on the show notes, but if you send me a message, I will send you that one in particular because I know that one is, that's going to be a good one, especially coming back. So anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.